Okay, so how does it? Oh shit! Okay, well, okay. So I hit the button, and now we're recording.
I don't want to.
I think.
Tell us what information you're entering from your credit card.
Yeah, give us all your numbers. 9682.
I think it'd be really funny.
5573. 4384.
867. 867 5.
Oh wait. 867-5309.
That's the one. Yeah, Jenny.
She's a real bitch.
I know.
I'll tell you
she's
what.
She's the sheriff's daughter.
I heard. Kick her ass.
You could probably take her.
Please do.
So, okay. So when I was working, you know, I waited to tell this story until we were recording. So when I was working at a retro game store, there was a time that I was with the manager. We're like late at night, it's just the two of us, and we haven't had a phone call in forever. And this is weird because normally the phone is like ringing off the hook like all day, right? So we realize we haven't had a call in forever, and we're like, well, what's the deal, right? So we look at one of the phones in the cradle. So we look at one of the phones in its charger cradle, and it says line in use, and like, yeah, in the silver spoon. So it says that the line's in use, and we're both like, how is that possible? Then he goes, oh shit. There was a guy who called. Oh no. He's like, oh no, I put him on hold. I was going to check on something for him. Oh shit. And I'm like, okay,
he's
well,
still on hold?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, well, how long was he fucking on hold for? And he's like, and he checks, and he goes, like, 43 minutes.
Oh.
And I'm like,
like 4 hours.
This is a mom-and-pop shop. You should not be on hold for 40-anything minutes. We can answer your question.
4 minutes, maybe.
4 minutes, maybe, right? We should be able to answer your question that quick, right?
Maybe 40 minutes if you're a real fucking queef.
If you're a real jerkbag, if you're that kind of guy, then, yeah, maybe we'll put you on hold.
Battletoads!
Hey, you never notice. Yeah, actually, we do have Battletoads. So,
it's the best game in the world.
It's like $25. Yeah, we have Battletoads. So,
you guys have Earthworm like, Jam?
Yes. So, he's like, shit. Bob? Like, he's been on hold for like, you guys.
Uncle.
Oh, man.
You guys have Uncle Buck the game?
My uncle works for Nintendo. He knows Mr. Nintendo.
Yeah.
He has Buck Breakers for the NES.
Buck Breaker for the NES. So
BBC.
BBC Party Time Explosion.
Buck Breaker.
So, yeah, there you go.
It's like so, Cuck Hunt.
Yeah, it's like Cuck. Oh God, Cuck Hunt. There you go.
Buck Hunt.
So yeah, there you go. Buck Hunt as well, I guess works.
That's a white one.
So
sorry.
That's Dog Hunt.
Snow bunnies. Bling blong. We're all gonna do a shot of alcohol. Go ahead and do you one. We're 3 minutes into the episode. Let's do one.
So this fucking guy's on hold for...
like 43 minutes, then. So it feels like 2 years. Guy's on hold. The general manager makes eye contact with me and holds eye contact and then hits the hang up button. And I'm like, what did you just do? He says... he's like, I hung up. I'm like, fucking why?
I'm not going on this cross.
But I was like, why did you hang up? Couldn't you have just gotten back? He's like, no, it's too embarrassing at this point.
Yeah, at that point.
He's like, it's too embarrassing. And I'm like, okay.
I would say it's still salvageable.
So as I go to put the phone back in the cradle, it rings. this is like 7 seconds after he hung up. It rings. I answer, I'm like, hello, Retro Game Store. The guy says, and I'm not fucking making this up, he sounded like this.
Yo, hi, I was on hold for probably about like 40 minutes. And I think something happened and I got disconnected.
And I'm like, and I know everybody thinks that voice is fake, but I'm fucking telling you that's how it sounds.
Oh, I know
right.
That kind of person.
Yeah.
I know exactly
that
kind of person.
Oh, yeah. I know for a fact, because I was doubting it, too. I'm like, is he fucking with me? Because how are you on hold for 3/4 of a fucking hour, and you're not even angry? I'm like, what the fuck is happening, man?
Did you put him on hold?
I did not.
Hey, I'm a customer service specialist, dude. That's my fucking deal.
A guy like that.
So I'm like, what did you call about? And he tells me, and I just sorted it out for him, no problem. But I just, it was so, I handled his entire call within 5 minutes.
A guy like that?
That's all it would have taken, was 5 minutes.
A guy like that, I would want to see how long it takes.
Yeah, you want to kind of keep pushing.
He wasn't even angry.
Dude, yeah, and I ain't going to lie.
After 40 minutes.
I ain't going to lie, I thought about pushing him too. Thought about being like, okay, let me just put you on hold. But, and I actually don't even remember what he was calling about. I think it was like whether or not we had some game in stock. So...
Oh, yeah, let me just check the pass real quick. I'll be right back.
Yeah, and then you put him on hold for another hour. But I was like, oh, you want the... Oh, I'm like, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Do you have Common Crusader?
Do you guys... Do you guys have Action 52?
And like, yeah,
hello,
yes, we,
is this
yeah, we do.
The base department? I've been on hold for 3 days.
It's the same song. It's the same song on hold, and I wouldn't mind, but I don't... I wouldn't mind,
but they break up the song with saying that I'm on hold.
There's a limit to how much I like Rebecca Black, and they keep interrupting to say that my call is important. I know it's important, that's why I'm on hold.
That's the worst fucking part about calling, like, unemployment or something. It's like...
Oh, my God.
It's some okay jazz.
Your call.
I don't like... It's like...
Your call is important to us.
It's like, I don't want to hear the beginning of a song 10 times in a row.
Your call is important to us.
20 times in a row.
It's,
as soon as it gets good, they say, hey, by the way, our lines are busy. That's why we haven't answered yet.
Did you know?
Did you know that
actually,
there's someone there?
Did you know?
Hanging up and calling.
Yeah, oh yeah.
20 times in a fucking row.
Did you know you can get exceptional customer service by signing on to our website at www.clownpenis.fart? If you'd like,
you
can press the button 3 on your telephone, oprima 3, ahora, and we'll call you back at our nearest convenience.
Here's the thing.
Dude,
I just revolutionized fucking waiting on hold, okay? Here's the thing.
Yeah, okay.
When it interrupts the music,
give
an actual fun fact.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Be like, did you know a kinder's has four-headed penis?
Did you know a duck's penis is in the shape of a corkscrew?
Did you know a whale's cock could fucking envelop you?
It would fill a taxi cab. A whale's penis is called a dork.
Thank you. Thank you for calling Penis Unlimited.
Dicks All Day. Dicksallday.com.
I don't know what question you had about your penis that we had to put you on hold for. But,
I don't know what happened with your penis, but we had to put you on hold. Yeah.
Wow. We're really running out of fun facts here. Some must be really fucked with your dick.
Our customer service agent had to get a supervisor because they've never heard of anything like what you've described. So it's been about 8-9 minutes. Welcome to the first episode of Fetusbury Jam that we've done.
Okay, I gotta squirt.
In like a year? Oh, you gotta go do a poopy?
I'm gonna squirt.
I'm having one!
Yeah, I'm having one. My butt.
My heart fell out my butt.
I
felt something slide. Was that my liver? Yeah, he had a poop with a vein in it that was shaped like a heart. So, yeah, this is the first episode of... Oh, yeah. This is
shoes?
Are they shoes? Probably. This is the first episode...
Hey, give us a yeah!
Of, here you go, have some shoes. It's the first episode of Fetusbury Jam that we've done in...
2 years.
Something like 5 years. No, I think that the last one we did was, like, I want to say it was, like, August of 2020? Something like that. But we're doing this again. I don't know how often I'm going to be doing this, but it's always a fun time because it's Fetusbury Crunch. It's your boy, at Fetusbury on Twitter. It's A+, 100% A+, 5 stars.
Hey gamers, it's me, 100% A+. Yeah, I'm just a normal gamer, like all of you guys. I play through Metroid 20 times fast.
These days, it's mostly visual novels.
I like Spike Chunsoft when the boys get killed.
So you're speed running visual novels. That's your new thing.
Yeah, if you play through Virtue's Last Reward 10 times fast, you get to see Junpei's tits.
So talk about how you do that. The speed running the visual novels. Talk about how you do that.
Well, it's tell a little something I like to call speed reading. I only read every other box of dialogue.
Tell us about it.
I only read every other box of dialogue.
How?
You know, because gamers don't wait. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, like if you
we're an impatient lot.
Yeah. If you know the answer to fuck the girl, it's really easy. You just press that answer quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, so visual. Oh, wait. So you can see like boobies in a visual novel?
Only if you beat the game quickly.
Dude.
It's pretty
based. Hello,
yeah.
Base department. Anime boobies, count me in, buddy. You know what I don't like about real life girls? Aside from they always go for jerks, they don't have anime boobies.
They don't got bazoobers.
It doesn't matter because they don't let me see them. But I'm told by my cool cousin Tony that goes to high school.
Oh, dude, Tony?
Tony. And he's my cousin, and he told me
I got drugs off of him.
I know he sells you pencil shavings all the time. He sells you pencil shavings, and he tells you that it's marijuana. And you roll it up and you smoke and you get like so high and nobody's really sure why.
I have a story about that.
Let's do that. Tell us about that. Mm-hmm.
So I had a friend growing up. He was a Christian kid, very sheltered.
Sure. I used to hang out with Mormons. I know what you mean. Yeah.
I remember like this is back when I lived in Malala and shit.
Yeah.
Small town.
Out in the sticks. Yeah.
Christian mom. Right?
Yeah.
Very overbearing.
Oh, yeah.
I left. And, like, I've always been a very big guy.
Yeah.
And I've always been very aggressive. And I didn't know...
As a big guy, as a side note, as a big guy like me, when you were growing up, everybody was like, you should play basketball or you should play football or something. Weren't they?
Basketball, because...
It was all the time,
I was always tall and gangly.
Yeah, well, see...
So I would be good at basketball.
I was tall and wide. And They're like, you should play basketball. You should play football. I get so fucking tired hearing that, man. I'm sorry, go ahead.
When I moved out, turns out, I was keeping him from being bullied a lot. So he changed hardcore. I remember going back to his place once, and like he had a friend, Jimmy, who'd come over with weed and shit.
Oh, wow. Bad influence,
and
Jimmy.
And I'd never done it up until that point.
Yeah, so that's bad influence, Jones.
But my friend had got weed, and Jimmy told him fucking maple leaves. Pretty much the same thing as weed.
Oh,
crush him up and smoke him.
No.
And so he convinced me. We go out onto his fucking roof, and he has a bottle bong.
This shitty
water bottle bong.
Oh, no.
And we crushed up maple leaves, and we just smoke him for an hour while his mom is gone.
No.
And I just remember, like, sitting on the roof and being like, this fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny.
I mean, yeah, like, it's funny.
It feels funny because of placebo effect.
Well, that and you're also, like, inhaling straight up smoke.
Yeah. And even looking back on it, it's even funnier.
No, of course, yeah. It's a lot funnier in retrospect, yeah.
I just remember sitting here going, like, man, I'm getting fucking juked by your secondhand knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. Because,
like,
yeah,
Jimmy was like, yeah, my brother says this. God damn it.
Eighth grade, a kid brought in a leaf of a Japanese maple. You know, the Japanese lace leaf maple?
Yeah.
Brought in a leaf of maple, and that was enough to get his locker searched. Yeah, because he was like, ha, 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 it's like weed, bro. And then one of the school administrators heard about it, and, like, they fucking tossed his locker. And I mean, like, fully. Like, they popped a lock on his locker. They dragged everything out of there. It was thrown all over the floor. It was combed through. And it turned out this kid, Ian, was just full of shit.
Yeah.
Because it was just a Japanese lace leaf maple.
Well, I think they... Like, he said weeb, but they heard weeb, and they're like, oh, fuck this.
No, he's probably into anime. Actually, you know, when I was in 8th grade, I didn't have... There weren't weebs. We didn't have weebs at the time. We didn't have... Well, okay, we had weebs. Weebs existed, but we didn't have the term, you know?
Weeaboo just comes from that webcomic, Perry Bible Fellowship.
Oh, God, yeah, PBF, yeah.
Did you know about that? Like,
I remember Perry Bible, but I didn't remember Weeaboo coming from there. That's cool.
It's a script that's this corporate meeting. It's like, if we waste any more time on Weeaboo, like, our company's going to go under. And then someone said, did someone say Weeaboo? And then they just line up and, like, hit his ass with a paddle.
Huh.
It's like some nonsense word.
Weird. And that is what came to mean somebody who wishes that they were Japanese.
I could be full of shit, but...
Well, I don't know. I mean, you've yet to steer me wrong, buddy. So far.
If someone proves me wrong, well, that I knew from the get-go, and I was trolling.
That makes sense. Well, you got to land on your feet.
Yeah. I'm like a cat.
Yeah, exactly that. You're like an internet cat troll.
Yeah.
Where if it is that you were wrong the whole time, well, you weren't being serious.
Twitter troll.
Yeah.
I'm pretty well known for being like an epic Twitter guy.
Nice.
Yeah. I invented the term nice.
Yeah. You're the nice guy. Yeah. Nice. Uh-huh. And then fucking Walgreens stole your bit and started putting it on their house brand. You've gotten pictures from so many fucking... Myself as well. You've gotten pictures from so many fucking people.
And that was, like, in the height of my doing the nice thing.
Yeah. It was like, good times. I've kind of taken up the mantle. I'm still doing the nice.
It's a little weird. This is starting to feel a bit too much like an actual podcast.
It's kind of... It's almost becoming an interview at this point.
So this Sekiro tweet. The Sekiro tweet that you
know. Okay.
It's a really life-changing tweet.
I tell you,
go through your process.
So, I saw that what he had done was he said that he cheated to beat Sekiro and he felt fine. I didn't read the article because I don't fucking read garbage. I just don't. Games journalists, all the articles, all that shit. I just don't fucking read it. And I saw that, and this actually is a lot like the interview that I had for the BBC, oddly. Yeah, because I actually did get interviewed. There's an article about me that was published in the BBC. They had to call me Crunch because they couldn't get Fetusberry past.
Imagine my cock.
So, I saw that and I'm like, man, basically you saying that you beat him with cheats and you felt fine. You felt fine right there. It was like an admission of a guilty conscience, as far as I'm concerned, right? Because if you had just done it, if you're like, I beat Sekiro with cheats, I'd be like, well, fine, you're a fucking asshole. But, I felt fine. No, you don't. You feel shame about it. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to mask that, right?
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I cheated on games, mostly when I was a kid.
Yeah, when I was a kid, cheated on a lot of games, sure.
I'll tell you. Like, sometimes I'll cheat on roguelikes because I'm like, man, I just want to fucking listen to my podcast and not think right now.
Yeah, I would rather just fuck around.
Like, I don't tell people about it.
I would never write an article about it. Well, and here's the thing, too. The thing that really gets me about the entire situation, Davenport, I guess, is the guy's name. Not only did he write the article about how he cheated and felt fine, it turns out he didn't actually, like, cheat in the game. It wasn't something the developers did. It was actually, like, a third-party program.
Because there's no real cheats in video games.
There aren't
anymore.
Cheats in Sekiro, for damn sure. Yeah. It's a FromSoft game. No, there aren't.
You can
buy and cheat. Yeah, see, that's it. So, what he did was he used... Oh, by the way...
I used the Game Shark.
Yeah, my wife died again is back.
My mom died?
Your wife.
Oh, my wife, yeah.
Yeah, that's my mom.
Yeah, exactly. He married your mom. He's your stepdad. So, he's not trying to take the place of your father, but he'd like it if you guys could be friends. So,
give me an allowance.
Give your father an allowance. So,
we're the same age.
That's right.
My dad stole my lunch money again.
hello, base department? So,
is this cringe?
Is this sus? So, We all fucking hate those terms. We're using them ironically.
Wait, what? You said
I don't even know what any of these mean.
That's fine. You don't have to. You don't spend any time on Twitter. So,
look, I'll laugh at anything that makes me laugh. I don't care if I hate
that's
it.
That's true.
Not.
So this guy Davenport, man, this guy, James Davenport, I think.
Yeah.
He wrote the I cheated to beat Sekiro and I feel fine, and then the thing that really kills me about the entire situation is that he wrote an article about how to get better at Sekiro and advised using the cheat program that he had used.
That sounds like a winner.
If you fucking cheated, you got no business.
Yeah.
Right? Telling people how to be good at the game and telling them to cheat. That's horseshit.
It's kind of like the Bill Burr thing about men trying to do pregnant women.
Here's how you tell someone to be better at a fun software game.
Practice.
No.
Play Tenchu.
No, no, no. Yeah. Oh, I fucking love
Tenchu. Just fucking play Tenchu.
But, no, here's the thing.
Rest in peace, Tenchu.
You tell them what the trick is. Dark Souls, the trick is to dodge.
Roll.
Bloodborne, the trick is to be aggressive.
Yeah, play fucking Monster
Hunter. Sekiro, the trick is to parry.
Yeah, counters.
Like, it's counters all day. There's one catch to each game.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And well, that's how you get better. Just learn how to do that.
Here we go. We're doing another shot. We're 20 minutes in. We're doing another shot. Ladies and gentlemen, anybody listening, all none of you, do a shot.
I digress.
If you're drinking along, but I digress.
Yeah, we turned this into an actual fucking podcast.
Yeah, we kind of did, didn't we?
So when you're so fetus thing, I will say you've changed your username slightly ever so often.
Oh yeah, I do that all the time. Sure.
What's your mind process when you do that?
My whole deal.
What's your creative process?
Well, okay, so I think that the term butt soup is really funny. So I put that in because I think it's funny.
You're funny.
So, thank you. I appreciate
nice.
That.
Nice.
Yeah, compliment Jones over here. Nice. So I do that. The other one, there was a tweet a long time ago. Somebody from like back east, maybe like Philly or something. They said that they had overheard somebody on the street getting so fucking mad that what they yelled was ass bastard. And I'm like, oh, that's fucking amazing. So that's why I'll switch from like fetusberry butt soup crunch to fetusberry ass bastard crunch.
Well, I don't know what my favorite sweaters
I'm interested to hear that. My the biggest one I think for me that I sort of wore as like a badge of honor was that Dickhead Davenport who wrote the I Feel Fine Because I Cheated article.
Did he try to swing back?
He called me Irony Man. And I'm like, yo. So I'm fetusberry Irony Man Crunch. I think that's really great.
Yeah, it's kind of ironic.
It's ironic. No,
it's ironic, cringe, which means it's bait.
Right, yeah, that means it's bait. It's gone back around. It's horseshoe theory.
He spilled it so fucking red.
redder than a dog's dick.
I don't think I should be taking these pills on alcohol, but I'm going to take them anyway.
I'm going to take more. So,
My liver!
My liver! So,
my liver.
So, yeah, okay, yeah, that's my thing. I switch it up every so often. I think it's funny. There was a month there where I was doing all of the titles of the Steven Seagal movies in chronological order. Every day. Yeah, Steven Seagal. Every single day, I would do a different Steven Seagal movie. So yeah, I thought that was really good. But yeah, okay. So what's your favorite? What was that favorite type of?
Swear like that is there, shitbird.
Shitbird. Oh, shitbird's so good.
I remember because
shitbird works in like every situation.
I remember
so good.
The first time I got called a shitbird, it was. I was working down at the University of Portland for a Bon Appetit, the catering company.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So, you know, it was like, oh, hey, yeah, I've been working there for a long time. And summer was about to start.
Toss me the shoes back. I don't know what the hell happened.
Oh,
fucking
what?
The shoes I threw at you.
Why would you throw shoes on them back?
Chocolate.
Summer was coming along.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I need to ask for more hours because I'm, you know, planning on maybe moving out and shit. This was way back when I was still with my parents.
As one does.
So I asked for more hours one day. And the very next day I get a call back from Leatherman. But they're like, oh yeah, we'll...
Oh shit, is that a bocce game? Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Leatherman's gonna hire you?
Yeah, so like the day after I say, hey boss, can I get some more hours?
Dude, bocce rules.
Yeah. So then the very next day I have to go like, so about those hours.
Right.
Actually, I'm putting in my 2 weeks' notice.
I gotta say, that sounds pretty fucking base to me.
And she was chill, but she was just like, oh, you shitbird. Right after you asked me to give you more hours.
That's real good. I like that, yeah. Well, and hey, it's justified, man.
Yeah.
I feel like that was totally within. That caught my eye, too.
It was a little cringe, I'm not gonna lie.
So a little bit blue-pilled.
Well, hey, look.
But what happened was they hit you with the blue pill, you ended up black pilled.
which is wild because you're already on the red
that's
pill.
That's why I like to listen like, to I'm B12 gorilla-filled. And do the purple.
Blue and yellow, purple pills. I climbed a mushroom mountain. I'm stopping before a copyright strike.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm straight up gorilla-filled. I'm a...
Oh, yeah. With like
you're 2D. Not getting copyright strike, you dumb
Damien
fuck.
Albarn? Well, I don't know. I'm worried about my phone.
And play the entirety of Danny Elfman's new album and no one would give a shit.
I hope you wouldn't. No,
would you not like it?
Well, no, I mean, I hope that you wouldn't do it because it's probably going to get me in trouble.
I watched these videos, but
what is Dunk Lords?
It was very much and Oingo Boingo, which is like Oingo Boingo feel, not Oingo Boingo soul.
Oh.
Like those fucking horns.
Okay.
You need to have horns in Oingo Boingo.
Yeah!
Hey, it's the guy from Ace Attorney.
Oh, snap.
No, it's not.
But he has a sword.
No, yeah. It's not him.
Look at him. He's right there.
Oh, it's not him.
It's his dad.
That's that guy. It's his dad.
That's not him.
No, it's not his dad.
Ace Attorney. He said that was his dad.
My dad is... My dad is his uncle is Mr. Nintendo himself.
My dad is him.
Yeah. My dad is you, and what? I'm saying...
You will listen to what
I'm saying. What I'm again. Saying right now. Yeah, your dad died again. It's good to be back. I haven't done this in a long time. I forget about how much fun it is sometimes, you know? All Fetuses Considered actually is not a bad... If I did, like, an interview show, I think it would be All Fetuses Considered.
Super Mega Baseball.
Wahoo! So,
better than fucking nuts. could you imagine if like Mario Baseball had like hit the batter and hit the?
Oh my god! Yeah, that'd be so.
Ability.
That'd be so good.
Just like you fucking.
Oh, you hit Luigi, me in the balls. You
fucking hit Luigi like.
In
the gut with your super
just
move.
Just nail him directly.
And the
mash
ball goes
his nose
through
back
him.
Up. Yeah, mash his nose back up in his head like Mario 64. Yeah, they would do the X-ray thing like Mortal Kombat.
And then the phone rings,
which is normal for Mario games.
Then the phone rings and it's
and you pick up and they say,
Birdo on the other end saying, "I've been on hold for 40 minutes."
Wow, says Birdo.
I want to know if you have Birdo's Revenge on GameCube
because you're about to. Yeah, Birdo's Revenge. You know what, man? I feel like it's really unfair that Birdo has been snubbed in recent games.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
I think Birdo's retarded.
I don't...
Look,
that's pretty... bro, that's pretty cringe.
Look, I mean, I'm just going to say this. Look at every other egg-laying species in the world. How many of them use them as projectiles?
Zero. Yeah, that would be zero. But
doesn't understand self-preservation.
Okay. First off, Birdo was originally claimed as male, which is weird because males don't typically.
Are you saying Birdo's a trans icon?
Well, I'm just so here's weird. Here's what's weird. Here's weird. Birdo was originally listed as male in the instruction manual for Mario 2. Fine.
Is Doki Doki Panic?
No, it's actually Mario 2, which is different because what they did was they swapped out a lot of the sprites.
Actually,
I know
Mario
what you're saying.
2, you're talking about the last levels of Mario, Doki Doki Panic.
What I mean is Super Mario Brothers 2, not Super Mario Brothers Lost Level, which was on... because we're in the American market, it's different. Did you know? Well, because I used to work at a fucking retro game store. You can tell me it's...
retro lame store because you fucking put everyone on hold for an hour.
That wasn't me. That was actually the fucking GM. I cannot believe that shit happened, dude.
I can't believe your fucking dungeon master had someone on hold for an hour.
A game master? It's a GM, not a DM.
He's like, "You enter a room. Wait a little while.
You're sus, bro.
I'll tell you what you see with your perception check and points."
Roll for it. No, they got a natural DC.
I had a fucking situation like
that
before.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
So it was this fucking guy, right?
One time I punched Dracula so hard he was frozen for 3 turns.
Nice.
That was pretty good, yeah.
Put this up. So it's one of those situations where like an asshole joins your friend group.
Oh yeah.
Jesus God,
do we know a thing or two about that, do we, Dead-Eye?
Yeah.
Hey,
are we talking about it? Look at this guy.
We know a thing or two about that. Jesus Christ, here I am, eh?
But,
a couple fucks.
No shit.
So this was like 2015 into 2016.
Okay.
Friend is like, I'm going to start a fucking D&D campaign. Pathfinder.
Okay.
Okay. Everything's good. I kind of know a little bit about D&D, so I know a little bit about Pathfinder. I'm like, yeah, I'll help out.
Okay.
He's like, oh, well, I'll get my other friend in who knows a lot more about this shit. He immediately is like cringy. Like,
ooh. Dude, what kind of cringe? We're talking like D&D, like pencil and dude's paper RPG. Are we talking like fedora trench coat?
Dude
cringe
is,
or
my friend is making a Game of Thrones tabletop game.
No,
he really loves it, and it was okay.
That's
but
a bit much.
Here's the thing: he very much wants everyone to be like human, kind of low magic.
Okay,
it's not strictly Game of Thrones, but it's like.
Game of Thrones-esque.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. So magic is, like, really limited. It's more like mysticism rather than magic. So you're not throwing fireballs, but maybe you have, like, future sight, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean, humans. Yeah.
So it's, like,
aside from the, you know,
elves or half-elves. And his thing was, like...
Oh!
The people across the wall is, like, elves. And so then you have half-elves.
All right.
So
okay.
His friend comes in who knows this setting and knows the rules... Because, my friend, ran him through it before. Comes in, I'm making a half-elf sorcerer whose backstory is that, like, she was the best in her tribe. It was going to be the leader of her tribe, so then she had to do a trial. But then she was, like, captured and raped by, like, her ancestor dragon.
What?
For, like, a couple years, and then she escaped.
What? Oh, shit. What?
Completely, like...
That went from 0 to 100 real fucking quick.
And immediately after telling us this, like, weird... He didn't say the rape part at first, but, like...
Oh, that's what it came to.
He very much wanted to make sure later that everyone knew it was it.
Oh, my God.
This guy... a lot of other people hate him and, like, want him gone.
Yeah.
I liked him because I liked that, you know, like, making fun of that cringe.
Yeah, that, like, this is, like, super try-hard...
Yeah.
Deep feelings kind of cringe. Okay.
Well, he was also wanted to be every part of the boy band. Like, he was a serious, introspective character, but he was also the goofy one.
You can't...
And I was playing, like, a 5-foot human barbarian. I was the goofy one.
You're so fucking 4'12". That's so good. All right, okay.
But anyway, like... That,
dude, I mean, you can't really... You can get goofier. Than a 5-foot barbarian.
Well, also, because his whole thing was just fucking with people.
You can decide that what you're going to do, you know, consequences and negative modifiers be damned, you're going to make, like, a halfling barbarian. You could do it. You could be a gnome barbarian. It's a terrible idea.
Fun fact, we had a point buy.
Yeah.
And I made sure that I had higher intelligence than his sorcerer. So every time he was like, because he got pissed.
Wait. Sorcerers use...
Charisma.
Yeah, charisma.
So, like, I had just a +2 modifier to my intelligence, because I didn't care about min-maxing.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
No, you can kind of spread it out.
But, like...
When as long as your intelligence is over 9, you can speak normally.
And, like, the motherfucker, he hated my character.
I bet he did. IRL, I bet he did, yeah.
I know he hated me, IRL, because he tried to come in and be, like, the big man on campus.
IRL me?
In real life.
In cringe life.
In
red pill.
In real IRL.
But...
ICL?
Whenever he was like, your small brain wouldn't understand, it's like, I'm smarter than you.
I actually have higher intelligence, yeah.
But, long story short...
Can I roll a quick intelligence check against him? Is that something we can do?
Long story short...
Yeah.
He ended up running his own game, too. And we joined for a while, because, okay, cool, whatever. Then my girlfriend, who... You know, we weren't together at the time, but, like, she gets fucking pissed at him.
Yeah.
Because, like, he had some argument with me that led to all this dumb bullshit.
Oh.
And when she called him out on it, he just said, shut the fuck up, so she just got, like, pissed.
Wow. Okay. We're talking total dismissal Jones. Okay.
And so this...
Base, bro.
We have this session.
Yeah.
Where, like, he is trying to talk to her. Because, like, he was flirting with her aggressively.
In-game or...?
Both.
God.
Because he kind of knew I was into her, so he was like,
he's going to swoop in.
Yeah.
Sure.
So he definitely didn't want to lose her.
Yeah.
And the whole time she's just like fucking with him, like,
yeah.
Oh, well, you know, I'm calling out your lies here, here, and here, and here.
Yeah.
And he's trying to DM at the same fucking time.
And no.
And like everybody else in the friend group knows what's kind of happening.
What was the name of that? What was the name of that card game?
What was the book game?
Do you remember? Card game?
Card game.
No, the game of the cards.
Which one?
Did it look like fucking Hot
Wheels? Oh, just wait for the Hot Wheels game.
Is it Hot Wheels?
No, it was like fucking racers.
Ah, okay. No, do continue. Yeah.
But like, yeah, I remember specifically one moment where the DM of the other game asked a very simple question. It was like, hey, I'm rolling a perception to see like what's in this hole.
Okay.
Let me get back to it. Like sounds of typing. Sounds of typing. What do I see anything in the hole? Just 1 second. Just 1 second.
Yeah,
buddy. Like frantically typing to try to like make counterpoints. But the whole time my girlfriend's going like, you know, if you're busy right now, we can pick this up at another time.
Yeah.
Until finally he gave up and he's like, we'll talk about this later. Yeah. It took like a good 10 to 12 minutes to say what the motherfucker saw in a hole.
No.
So like that's what I thought about. I was like, get your fucking DM together, putting you on hold.
Oh god. Yeah, no, yeah. Gee, well yeah. Oh, that's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And the whole time we had a fucking bingo board on his shit. Because he was so uncreative.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ever hit anybody with a weapon in this game,
yeah,
I can tell you exactly how it goes. Your blade catches purchase on
what?
The enemy's armor every time. So you would like pause dramatically. For no reason.
That shit is so fucking frustrating.
Wouldn't I say he's kind of cringe?
I actually would say that's cringe, yes.
So here's Boozer, the small one.
I just don't.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's a tiny Boozer. With the one hand on the golf club. What we have right now is Dead End playing the new Mario Golf.
Dude, I have one hand on my fucking shaft.
Yeah, you keep one hand on the grip right there. Right over the tree. Very nice, very nice. And on the fairway, almost to the green.
Nice, nice. Schlong.
Dainty.
Nice cock!
Not too firm.
Very beautiful.
So,
nice
yeah.
Nice face!
That's what we got going on right there. What else? Well, I don't know. What else has been going on with us, huh?
So next on all Schwan's considered.
Right. I've been let's see, on Twitter, what I've been doing. Oh shit, you almost missed.
I almost missed.
I have mostly of late picking fights with stands.
Wait, JoJo?
Stand.
No, not a stand, but stands.
Wait, like, stands.
The people.
S-T-A-N?
S-T-A-N,
do any of them have stands?
They do not have stands. That's why I continue
I'm
to fucking
saying, like, I'm saying like a guy because I've never met a woman named Stan.
No. So, okay. This
but
whole,
it's possible.
Okay. This, no, this
remember
is
how
good.
Fan used to mean fanatic?
Right. Yeah.
They decided that that's not hardcore.
Right. It's not
enough.
Hardcore enough.
So
a stan is like more than a fan.
Yeah. Hard.
Is
super hardcore
thing?
Fan. So,
some
and actually,
bullshit.
Interestingly, yeah, it comes from an Eminem song.
Yeah, some new Eminem song.
That had Dido.
Oh,
that had Dido in it.
The one that wants to kill himself
but
and his wife and the baby or something.
Yeah,
I do not
so
listen to new Eminem.
No, this is not even new at this point. This shit is ancient
calm
at
down,
this point.
Calm down.
Is it Slim Shady?
Slim Shady?
I'm the real one.
Is he going to stir up some controversy?
Hey, would the real Slim Shady please stand up?
I bet he would feel so ashamed of his fucking older songs now.
There's no way that
but
he doesn't.
This is actually a little bit cringe.
Yeah, you need to understand that this is all ironic. It's cringe. At the time, I thought it was red-pilled. I thought it was based, not.
Honestly, it's a little problematic.
Turns out it's sus. It's mad problematic.
It feels so sussy without
so
me.
Oh, God. It feels so sussy without me.
yeah, these the people have taken a look at the song Stan. It was first used as a derogatory term for fans who are obsessed with the music, and what these like super fans, hyper fans, obsessed fans have tried to do is try to like reclaim the term, try to make it more into like a positive term.
So I kind of hate the term reclaiming, by the way.
Yeah, I know. It's real bad.
It's like,
so,
it wasn't yours and someone took it from you and then you take it back.
We were using it as an insult. What you're trying to do right now is claim it, because it's not like you used it and then we perverted it and made it an insult and now you're taking it back. No.
Like, what you might be able to say that for Cracker.
Yo, it's fucking raining, bro.
Cracker's fine, my Cracker.
Oh,
but that's our word. No, that's our word.
You don't get to say that.
I thought you used
that's
the
my
hard
word
R.
too.
I do not
it's
use
my
the
word
R.
too.
I do not use the hard R. That's
whoa,
whoa,
whoa, my.
That's
I get to say everything.
That's my. Hey, that's my Cracker right there. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm using. It's not the hard R. So these stands, what they've done is that they've taken this term that was originally like an insult for a hyper obsessive fan, and they've actually tried to turn it into a positive thing. So you have like K-pop stands. You have. I actually spent like 4 days in internet arguments and having a great time with stans of Lady Gaga, Nicki Minaj, you know, Katy Perry stans. It's pretty much any music you... Oh, BTS, the K-pop, yeah.
I love their chicken nuggets, bro.
They're just regular chicken nuggets, but with the Szechuan sauce.
They bring the Szechuan back?
It's basically Szechuan sauce, dog.
It's just gay
show. It's no, I don't understand
you
that
shut
anyway.
Up, it's
I mean,
it's hyper marketed bullshit because they look at you.
Bullshit.
That's your Szechuan loving bitch ass right there.
I like Rick and Morty. I like Rick and Morty.
Well, I have a low IQ.
Yeah, to be fair, you have to have a pretty high IQ to understand Rick and Morty.
I don't.
You know, low IQs, they're the base part.
Have you seen the newest episode of Rick and Morty? It's the most confusing episode of Rick and Morty ever.
Yeah, when and Morty shoves an ass up Rick and Morty's butt.
Yeah, and then they shove an ass up the ass.
The other ass, yeah.
And then they go through an ass
portal. What do they call it? The Asimov?
Well, no, then they reach the
Asimov.
It's an Asimov cascade is what they call it. They call it an Asimov cascade.
Asimov.
Because it's an ass inside an ass. And then, so Isaac Asimov... Hang on. Isaac Asimov wrote a whole lot of really, like, they were short short stories. They were fiction.
Talk about robots, right?
Yeah, robots. Mm-hmm. So they were short stories.
Robots.
So they were short stories, and Isaac Asimov actually ended up writing a lot of stories about things going in people's butts.
What?
Yeah, Isaac Asimov. If you go back and you look at his body of work, you'll see there's always a common theme. It's stuff going in people's butts. And for the time it was unheard of. It was revolutionary, it was groundbreaking. Now everybody's talking about stuff going into people's
ground
butts.
Ground pounding.
Yeah, pounding grounding.
Yeah.
Is what they call it.
Opposite UFC.
Right, it's the opposite of UFC. It's actually love making and it's passionate. But the majority of the stuff that Asimov actually, as he liked to be called. The majority of the stuff that he wrote is about people inserting things into butts.
Makes a little bit of the butt.
Various degrees of intensity, which I thought was actually kind of nice.
Yeah.
But it definitely was very much a recurring theme. Sure.
When did he write the three laws of robotics?
Robotics, exactly. Yeah, the three laws of robotics.
What are the three laws, by the way?
Three laws are don't insert anything into a butt that doesn't that has not requested it. Only at the desired intensity requested. Specifically, only at the desired request.
Don't push through.
And the third one would be, don't push through. Which is really...
you'd think it would be the first law. But
it would probably...
If
I mean,
someone asked for it, I guess.
I feel like it kind of came to a third. I don't know. It's more or less, I feel like they were kind of written in like chronological order, like as they occurred to him. But I think like the fourth rule would be, nothing too wide.
I think the fourth law is remember the safe word.
Pineapple.
Oh. Don't get that mixed up with what you're supposed to put in.
No, that's different. Yeah.
That's what we call a full little Mickey.
Well, yeah, exactly, yeah. It's an upside-down cake.
Boob head.
Well, yeah, there you go. You got the titty brain. Well, titty skull, really. I guess. It's a brain on. It was fine.
It's a brain on Peeping Tom.
Yeah, there you go. It's a brain on Peeping Tom. Real glad to have you. All
right, how's my last dive again going to mess up this hole?
He's doing a great job. He's doing a great job in this golf game. He's under one.
He's
on,
about to
on the fifth hole.
He's
doing a great job.
Right now.
Great job. Look at this. Great
he
job.
He is. He is about to whiff it.
He's doing his best to figure out how it's gonna go. Just before he hits it,
looks
it he's
like
trying
he
to
choked.
Figure out. No, it just looks like a
yeah, he's
drop.
He's not on the green.
Look like kind of a sharp.
He's stuck
sharp
on
drop.
The fairway. He could have gotten to the green, but he didn't want to.
No, it's fine. What he's doing is he's doing it on purpose so that he can chip it in. Because
it didn't look like
it
got into the hole.
Chipping it in is mad-based and red-pilled.
Chip-a-canoe?
Tippy-tipperary.
At least an albatross for me.
So it's... Oh, nice. What I've been doing is, having a lot of fun. Just battling stands.
Oh, man. It's so
and weird. I think... And this is actually... Because nobody's listening. And it's just us.
Don't worry, you can tell all your dark secrets.
Yeah, right. Welcome to Fly on the Wall time, listener. What I've been doing, actually, and
so
I think
what was your last K experience?
1998. So,
2 minutes from now.
2 minutes from now, babe. What I've been doing, actually, and I think is actually really, like, clever... if I can, toot my horn here, if I can just auto-suck, if I can self-suck here for a second. What I'm doing that I think is really clever is I've been not taking any shit from these stands and not giving up, being relentless, but in a way that's not in violation of Twitter's TOS. So they can get... So they can get as mad as they want, and they can try to report, but I'm not spamming, I'm not even cussing. There's nothing objectionable, according to TOS.
One day I'm going to get banned on Twitter, and I'm going to revel in it.
You're going to get banned on Twitter because you keep trying to start shit with Randy fucking Orton, dude.
Hey, I haven't done that since the last time I tried. You want me to tweet right now and say you're a small man?
Yeah. Tell him he's a small man. Tell him he made your shirt.
Tell him that Matt Riddle's better than him.
No, tweet Randy Orton and tell him he made your short list. Right? Because I can meet a couple of them. So I actually made the Lady Gaga stands after 4 days. I made them so mad that
still kept it in.
Well, yeah, you're under one. I made them so mad that what they did was they tried to hack my account. And the reason that I know they tried to hack my account is because I got a bunch of fucking text messages from Twitter that were like, oh, here's a code for your password, your password change. Here's a code for your password change. Here's a code for your... I got like fucking 8 of those in the space of like 5 minutes. So I set up my second level of authentication because, like, you're not getting me.
Of authentication.
Authentication. Now, my deal is this. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to make it so that I don't end up getting suspended or catching like a, 24-hour, 12-hour, 72-hour, 1-week lock. I'm trying to avoid all of that.
Also, all those people logging in accounts. I forgot the password.
That was you?
Yeah.
Oh. We'll talk.
Just apologize next time.
We'll talk after the show.
Well,
we'll talk after the show. I'll give you the password. Don't worry about it.
Well, every time you feed his very tweets nice, it's actually me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Anytime I like end a tweet with nice or begin a tweet with nice, anytime I say nice, it's actually a plus.
Yeah, because he doesn't want to be sued by my ass.
And you would, too, you litigious bastard.
Yeah, that's all I
know. It's part of why I love you. So, it's part of your personality.
Want to play Smash Bros. Or start playing Monster?
Yeah, we can play some Smash.
You want to play some
Smash? I'm not scared.
Here's my master plan, right? Here's my master plan. I saw that what happened was Twitter actually revised their criteria for getting verified. If you can stay away from getting, like, suspended or slapped with, like, your account on lock or whatever for like 12 months, that's actually one of the biggest criteria for getting verified.
Oh, a year in place?
Now, I plan, yeah, it is. It should be plugged in.
I remember the only time I got locked was when you taught me that calling someone a pedophile could get you locked.
And like, that's still...
I didn't even notice until like I got home the next day. It's like, oh, by the way, we restricted you a little bit.
Yeah, we've had to restrict your feature. Right. Yeah, no, it's weird how defensive of pedophile Twitter is. It's fine. You can download it. So, yeah, it's weird how protective of kitty diddlers and dog fuckers Twitter is.
Have you seen? Have you seen the dog pussy?
Are they got a flashlight now.
Yeah, it's got like you know the hair looking stuff. I saw it on the stream.
Fucking furries, dude!
And then like the one review was like, it's good, but like you know the more you use it, I wound up tearing. I was like,
I recommend more Dark Souls.
Me too.
I think.
I like Tenchu Z one.
Yeah, Tenchu Z. Actually, yeah.
Tenchu Z.
Ooh, I have a 360. I should get Tenchu Z.
I don't see why not. We all have 360s. Let's get Tenchu Z.
Yeah,
boys.
We should get
the
Tenchu
best Tenchu game was Tenchu 2.
Yeah, the one with the
self-assassins. No, that was the one with fucking. Three. Where it was like back in the past.
Well, wait,
it was all Tatsumaru.
Yeah, Wrath of Heaven?
No, that was the PS2.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the second game on the PS1.
Oh, I didn't hardly play that one.
Oh, it was good.
But I did play the majority of the very first Tenchu with a DDR dance pad on the highest difficulty. And I got Grandmaster.
Did you punish the evil merchant?
No, my money! Yeah.
Your bodyguards are dead.
My money!
I fucking love that janky voice.
A.B. Maru? What the hell was his name?
Which one?
It wasn't A.B. Maru.
Ricky Maru?
Not Ayane. The dude who was the merchant in the first one. Dickie McGee.
Dickie
McGee, thank you.
Generic Japanese name.
Yeah,
that's his name.
So... I played Tenchu with the DDR dance pad and managed Grandmaster.
I want proof
on the highest difficulty.
Throw me another shot, merchant.
Let's pour some more shots.
Shots.
Don't you dare.
What?
Don't you dare.
Hello, sir. Hey, that's one of the shot glasses. Not that I left over here.
Right,
but
you actually brought that one. You might.
I always bring over a shot glass and then leave.
Dude, I think probably... So, Deadhead Man, I think probably the funniest thing about this is A-Plus brings out his shot glass that he brought. Because he always brings one.
Yeah.
But he brought out a shot glass that he brought. And I'm like, this looks...
And then you break them.
I was like, this looks exactly like this other one that I have.
and he's like,
that one actually probably is mine.
It's mine.
And I'm like,
it's the same exact one.
Because it is the same one. I'm like, do they really match?
I've done it so much that I've had to buy an entire new shot glass set.
Fucking Ray Bradbury, bro.
I'm proud of you, man. Ass him on. I think that's so fucking funny. I think we did a good job.
So let's delve into this ass him on bit. Let's get back to the podcast feel. So,
all right.
What were you feeling when you started the ass him off character?
You know, I thought really that it would be like a pretty good bit. I am actually a little bit surprised about myself that I had never actually drawn
put two and two together.
Yeah, I never really put that together. Sea stars, right? So I never regret how popular
the bit got.
No, I think
it was more for friends and family.
Everyone's
talking about the Asimov bit.
Yeah, the Asimov cascade. I think at this point...
from the BBC, and I'm asking you about the Asimov.
So I think at this point, what I am more than anything else is just thankful to... I think I'm thankful to be a part of internet culture.
Thankful to God and to family?
Yeah, of course. Who else are you going to thank?
Me?
So that's true. So, you're right. I'm thankful to you as well. Big Bong, we're doing another shot. Here we go, everybody.
Zoom Typhoon!
I digress.
I digress. So, yeah, the ass imod bit. I'm actually surprised that I never put that together. Because there's a fair amount of my humor that's juvenile. Like, juvenile as fuck.
Yeah.
I can't believe it never occurred to me that there's ass in Asimov's name. So I think, really, I'm thankful to you, of course, to God, Queen, and Country. Queen. My family don't deserve shit. No, the band Queen, they're really good. So,
But I heard the lead singer was a homosexual.
What? Oh, look.
I just thought he had big teeth.
Whether or not...
Also a big mustache.
Whether or not Frederick Mercury liked dudes, he made Johnny Rotten look like a bitch.
But also, his name is Mercury. I'm assuming that means he's gender fluid.
He's a transit of metal.
Gay.
So we have about 4.5 minutes to wrap up this particular episode of Feed This Very Jam. Because the time limit on Anchor is 60 minutes.
We're now in the classic part of Feetusberry Jam.
Right.
Where Jerry Feetusberry gives his final thoughts, his closing thoughts.
Yeah, this would be, yeah.
What's the deal?
You know what the deal with fucking airline food is? The altitude and the pressure make it so that you actually can't taste as much. And that's why they put more salt into it, is to try to give you some semblance of flavor. It's like old people's houses, right? Where they store old people.
Yeah. Salt.
No, they can't.
Because then they'll just
a lot of those people are like sodium sensitive. Yeah, so you can't.
So your final thoughts about what you've seen in this episode?
Feetusberry Crunch. Final thoughts. I think more than anything, it's important just to be kind to one another, unless you're dealing with a stan. Unless you're dealing. With somebody who wants to fuck kids or fuck animals.
Hey, don't say that.
In which case, you could put him into a
or
wood chipper.
Or fuck a video game and then try and tell people how to fucking play it when they don't know how to play.
Well,
what about
too?
Fucking a whale?
John McAfee?
Well,
hello?
Fuck a whale.
Hello? Base department? Did you not read that tweet? He's like, it's a fucking, 200 ton whale or some shit. 70 fucking feet long. It can flip a boat over with its tail. If it doesn't want to be fucked, it won't be. I think John McAfee, man, was like a latter-day philosopher.
Isn't that what you're saying? It's not bestiality if you fuck a whale.
If the whale doesn't stop you...
Isn't that a golf guy?
Huh?
Or a
no, McAvoy. Player? You're thinking of McAvoy.
No,
McAfee was the guy...
He was a guy... commentary for WWE now.
Yeah, and then he Epstein himself. He Epstein himself. So, okay. Final thoughts. I have 2.5 minutes?
Yeah!
Nice. So,
give us your final thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. So, be kind to one another, unless you're talking to a dog fucker, kid fucker, and in which case,
or
do everything you can to make them feel ashamed about who they are, because that's what they deserve. I think it's good to make fun of stands. Nice. I think it's good to make fun of stands because they also should feel ashamed of who they are.
Stans?
Yeah, no, not Ray Stans. I like that guy.
Stans. Stans? Stans.
Yeah, what not Stans. Skrell.
Skrull?
No, Skrell.
Squirrel.
Skrull.
Skrull?
Skrull.
Whose is that?
Stop right. Okay, stop well, we have about a minute left. I guess my final thoughts is just, fuck pedophiles, string them up. Racism isn't cool.
It is based.
It's unfortunately, I'm told it is based. Other than that, man, fuck it. I don't know. Drink liquor, bang whores, or don't. Do drugs or don't. Just whatever it is, have fun. All right. Thanks all none of you for listening to this episode of Feetusberry Jam. I guess that's it. Y'all want to say bye?
Auf Wiedersehen, Schweinkopf.
Auf Wiedersehen, Schweinhunden.
That's the fucking...
Okay. All right. Bye. You're